At Ben and Kelly Show, great way to get a hold of us. Got this message from Teresa.
Yes, Teresa needs a little bit of advice. Hey, Ben and Kelly, hoping you can help me out here a little. One of my best friends recently came to me with a big question, and I have no idea how to respond or proceed.
Okay.
She's getting married in a few months and asked if she could borrow my wedding dress.
Oh.
I feel pretty weird seeing as wedding dresses are normally very personal and sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she wants it because she sees I have a successful marriage and it would bring her good luck. But she just said she loves it and doesn't see the point in buying a new one if mine is available.
Mm.
So I don't know if I'm overthinking this and I should just let her borrow it or if that's a big no. So please help.
All right. So this is interesting because, you know, yes, a wedding dress, obviously very personal.
Yeah.
But to be honest, what do you do with it after?
Well, yes. I mean, for me, I wore it several more times and then I preserved it. I realize not to.
It wasn't because. It wasn't because you got remarried a bunch of times.
No, I was wearing it to like bridal shows and stuff. And also watched a friend's marathon wearing it the couch one time. Also did that. And then we preserved it.
Are you kidding?
Then we preserved it. Because, you know, you hear of people handing down wedding dresses to like their daughters or granddaughters even.
Right.
I'm like, that's a thing. That's how you share wedding dresses, but I've never heard of like friends letting. Now, that said, I have also seen like Facebook Marketplace have wedding dresses, but those are normally not worn. Those are
really?
I'm not getting married anymore. So I'm selling this dress.
Yeah, you know, and that has a little bit of bad juju.
Yeah, a little bit.
Surrounding it a little bit.
A little bit, but like if someone were to borrow my wedding dress, they would have an H embroidered on it because I've personalized the dress.
Yeah, but it was
my new last name.
But is it embroidered in a place where they could see it?
No.
See, so then it doesn't matter.
Okay. But yeah, I understand why this is kind of a strange ask, but at the same time, I also see the point. Well, okay, you're wearing it for a couple of hours. So if you are trying to do it on a budget friendly kind of a thing, but you still want an amazing dress, that could be where the question is coming from.
The one question I would have is how close do you resemble your friend in size? Is she going to have to get it altered? And if she does, is that going to bother you?
Right. Yeah. Well, I would imagine that they're probably similar sizes. Otherwise, I don't think that they would even ask.
You don't know.
Okay.
All right. Hey, if you've got an opinion on this, or maybe you have a story about swapping wedding dresses.
Right.
I mean, maybe you've been in this situation. I think that's what Teresa's hoping is that someone could be like, hey, been there. This is what you do.
Yeah. Is this a new trend? Are we doing this now?
All right.
Is that what we're doing?
502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about that on the way. We were just talking about Teresa and the fact that she's faced with a question from a friend. She wants to have her wedding dress for her own wedding. And she's like, man, I don't know. I don't even know what to say to her. Kelly, not you, Kelly. Kelly from the text line says, love this idea. I would really be honored if one of my friends wanted to use my wedding dress, even if it's just simply because they don't want to spend the money. So I'd be honored to help them in that way. So
that's really sweet. So maybe that's the perspective that you take. I don't know.
Listen,
I feel like it could be a good thing.
How big of a friend is this person? That's how you weigh it.
Well, and then there's always the whole, you just want to make sure that they're going to take good care of it. You know, like not get too crazy on the dance floor or accidentally spill something on it.
Yeah, but again, it's like, what are you doing with it now? I remember we had my wife's wedding dress preserved and it literally lived in a box under a bed for years. And then finally, my wife was like, you know what? I'm just going to get this out because we put it on one of my daughters. And it fit perfectly. We're like, oh my goodness.
No,
we're like, oh my gosh. I want to say Isabella maybe put it on and just tried it on. And we're like, oh, look at that. So
do you think they would be willing to wear it? Like, do you think they'd want to or do they want to get their own dress?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I either I didn't pay attention enough in the moment to realize what was being asked.
You're about ready to black out because you're seeing your daughter in a wedding dress.
Yeah, going, oh my gosh!
Not ready for that.
Yeah, so, I mean, hey, look, there are both sides of this. People are going, hey, no, buy your own dress or whatever. You can get plenty of discounted dresses, all different places if you want something that's on the cheap. But then others that are like, hey, you know what?
It's flattering.
If she's a good friend, why not? So
yeah, I think just based on like how close is your friendship. If she's a really good friend and you trust her with it, then go ahead. If it's kind of an acquaintance, I don't know. I think that might make it a little murky.
Then do you get her a wedding gift?
No, I think that's the gift.
Or do you have to get her a gift on top of that?
No, I think that's the gift. If you are gifting her by saving her hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars on buying her own wedding dress, that is your gift. You get to borrow my dress. So I don't know. I don't think it's
no money out of your pocket, though. Why wouldn't you just get her another gift?
No, it is money out of your pocket. You paid for the dress. Did you forget that you paid for the dress?
A long time ago.
Okay, but you still paid for it. That's the gift.
All right.
If we're letting her borrow the dress, we're assuming she's
giving it back, right?
Well, we're hoping.
Okay. All right. Yes. Well, hey, all right. Look, let's just give her the dress. Let her have it. That's what Kelly and I say.
Yes. Take it as a compliment. She loves your dress. It's fabulous. And maybe that's the way we go.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on that. And congratulations.